shredded pork chops, fried cod, chicken fingers, and crab cake entrees. Give them a call, 822-3637, 822-3637. Carry out and now delivery from Serpent Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270.
Attorney Margaret Bush Wilson was the first African-American woman to head the National NAACP in 1975 as its chair. She improved the civil rights group's finances and championed youth recruitment and affirmative action. Dr. Helen Nash was the first African-American physician at St. Louis Children's Hospital in 1949, leading the fight against lead poisoning as well as child abuse. Ameren, Missouri salutes Women's History Month and Attorney Wilson and Dr. Nash in helping turn the pages of history.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
Our greatest discoveries come when we stop searching. We set up our Palomino tent camper in Lake Park Campground, Rapid City, South Dakota. Every day, another adventure. Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, the Badlands, and between the obligatory day trips, we played catch. Beneath the endless sky, away from the stress of work, just father and son. Whap, the ball would hit the glove. Whap again. Then I heard it. The answer to the ancient Zen mystery. The sound of one hand clapping. Whap. Take a trip. Clear your mind. Go RV. Byerly is 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Surf and Sirloin, still open for business, folks. Carry out and delivery. You can place your order anytime. Pickup is available from 2 to 7 p.m., and the restaurant will personally deliver to anyone within a 10-mile radius. The surfandsirloin.com menu has been reconfigured for couples, packages, and families of four. Check out the specials, including all of their porterhouse, filet, and ribeyes, along with chicken parmesan, grandma's breaded pork chops, fried cod, chicken fingers, and crab cake entrees. Give them a call, 822-3637, 822-3637. Carry out and now delivery from Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270.
It was recorded in the pre-coronavirus era. They had their own problems back then, just coming out of World War II. Everybody gets it at some point. Let's do the Playhouse. What do you say? Here we go. Yeah.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
That's you guys.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
sexy intercourse.
What?
All right.
That's the best kind. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 23rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. The joke will be brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. First Community Credit Union is a great place to bank even now when the lobbies are closed. It's still a great place to bank, and you can do pretty much everything you need to do, either online, on the phone, or at the drive-through windows. Yes, they are open business as usual at the drive-thru. Let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, 19 years in Great Britain explains the way that he speaks. 10 of those he spent in Birmingham, England. Yes, he's Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Now, I don't, where is Bill?
I believe he might
on
be at home.
Yeah, Bill is at home.
So slacker. So he's not out of town. Chose not to come in, which other people in radio who take it seriously do come in. Well, of course, Josh Allen wasn't in either.
I think he's going to go ahead and give people like traveling tips on how to get to their dining room, get to their bedroom, different things like that.
Well, we'll find out what he's going to do after we check in with him. He's not here. He is on the phone. I'll tell you who is here, though. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union. They are the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and in Illinois. Right now, as Frank mentioned, it is drive-through only, but you can also call and make appointments and go in and see them if you need to. And you can do everything you need right there. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. And Frank will have more information in just a little while on First Community and what all you can do there. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
All right, working our way around the room. A former night cook at Denny's, former door-to-door knife salesman. Couldn't do that now. People would slam the door on you. They wouldn't even open it because of the coronavirus. You wouldn't even get the chance to be rejected, Tim, if you were selling knives. You know, you...
Go away. We don't want to get the coronavirus.
See? You wouldn't have a chance, so worked out okay.
That
was just a customer who didn't want to deal with the knife salesman.
I just had flashbacks when you did that.
Go away.
Well, you know what? All this stuff worked out well. Think about it. What if you had decided, I'm going to make a lifetime career out of being a beer vendor? Not now you won't.
Nope.
There is no beer vending. There are no games. And what about roller rink DJ? Pretty good idea that went by the wayside because nobody is gathering at the roller rink these days. Here's what he does, though, and here's what has been determined to be necessary services. Radio and television. And he's head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He is in charge of setting, resetting, checking, and rechecking our digital clock. Let me prove that he knows what he's doing. It's 517, 46, 47, 48, 49, 517, 50. Yep, that's the time on the clock at the U.S. Naval Observatory. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and what else? Yes, what else? One other thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the late Jim Rockford. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They're still open. They're still selling cars. They're still servicing cars, as Johnny advised us earlier today. They'd still love to put you, despite everything going on, in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on that lot or the brand-new Johnny Londoff Autoplex in St. Peter's on Veterans Memorial Parkway. Every car they have for sale is available to be viewed and reviewed at Londoff.com. You can still get pre-qualified as well. At either place, they can get you financed online. When your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 837-1800, 314-837-1800. You can shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM when you find new roads at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security, and I know Hebe, you have been working round the clock, making sure we're safe, giving out masks for the people who think that they had to have them. We appreciate you, Hebe. We really do. The guy loves his work. He's always happy. The great Hebe Jimenez, keeping us safe in more ways than one. Bernice is in heaven. And Rhett Moy was beside himself when he came in today. I don't know if you guys saw him or not. I thought the guy was going to explode. Somebody put out some fake news.
Oh.
That there was a shortage of what, Rhett
Cheese.
Moy?
Not true. Not true.
There was a little bit of a depletion in the supply at the grocery store, but there is no shortage of Rat Boy's favorite food. Plenty to go around, it looks like, for everybody. And you know, in times like these, music is the universal language, especially one genre of music that everybody loves. And I think you all agree with me that if you were in a, some sort of prisoner of war camp, or you were in jail for 20 years and they said you can only listen to one kind of music, I think we'd all agree it would be polka, especially performed by Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Everybody's spirits up for that polka music. Yeah.
Even people happiness through polka. That's
they're
what
all
had.
6 feet apart that? Too. They're very spaced.
They are. Yeah. They are 6 feet. Every once in a while, Dan, when you talk, it sounds like the late Walter Cronkite.
I was just I swear to God, I was just thinking that.
You don't even notice it. Oh. But you do. You have a little bit of Walter Cronkite. Have you ever tried to even do an impression of Walter Cronkite?
No, I don't.
I'll bet you could. I'll bet you we should try that sometime.
Okay.
I'll bet you can do it. Brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Yes, all of your banking needs are being taken care of. Everything you need to do, you can continue to do. You just will. You'll need to go to the drive-up window if you go in person to any First Community Credit Union location as opposed to going in the lobby. That's it. And by the way, is that so bad? You sit in the comfort of your car and do your transaction at the drive-thru. Need to get in your safe deposit box? Not a problem. Go to the drive-thru. Tell them that. And they'll have you park. Go around. They'll let you in. Get in your safe deposit box, and you're on your way. So while everything is weird, there are certain things where it is, well, as much as the term as usual can be adequately used and used appropriately, it is business. Let's put it this way. It's business as usual, as close to as usual as we can get. So nothing about your money is in jeopardy. It's all safe, just as it was before. None of that has changed. The size, the stability, the security of First Community Credit Union, all the same. Just for a while, you can't go in the lobby. That's it. And most business is done at First Community Credit Union outside the lobby anyway. First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations, lobbies closed temporarily, drive-through waiting for you and ready to help you. More at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa. Oklahoma.
And today he's checking in all the way from home. Wherever that is, I forgot where Bill lives. Maybe he'll tell us. Ladies and gentlemen, from, I guess, his house, from Crestwood, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Show him how much you miss not having him in the studio. Come on, folks. Show him with a great big round of applause, Bill Clavlin. You can hear it. You can hear it in the applause.
I can.
They miss you. Yeah. How are you?
I'm well, trying to be a responsible citizen. And quite honestly, I hate people who are hypocrites. And for quite a while now, the last week or so, I've been telling people to stay home if they can. And I have not been doing that. So I can stay home. I did this segment for, 18 years on the phone, so I think.
Well, but we have separation capabilities at the radio station. Multiple
have you seen the people
rooms.
That come into that radio station?
Wow.
The end of the day?
Are you kidding, Bill? Of course I have. They're radio people.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. I think what Bill is saying about his fellow radio brethren is you can't get far enough away from them. That's what it sounds like you're saying to me.
Are you talking about John Hadley?
Of course he is.
No, of course. And my dad, he's very nervous about all of this, and he asked me to stay home if I could, and I said, okay, we'll play. Before we continue, I do have to give props to Tim Woodburn for just a moment, which is, this is going to kill me to do.
What?
What? I know.
What is going on here?
Listen close to everybody. Turn up your radios. This never happens.
He's drunk.
You might want to roll some tape on this. No, I was listening to his newscast at the top of the hour, and I have no idea how he was able to keep a straight face and not laugh when he
Dick Pound.
The name of yes, I know.
I mentioned it last week.
Oh, Limey was laughing when I said it. Limey tried to get me laughing, and I was professional and didn't do it, but Limey tried.
Oh, wait, I didn't hear it.
Bill, this just proves Bill doesn't listen to the show. We talked about it last week. A listener sent me an email. He goes, Frank, check out this guy's name, Dick Pound. And we talked about it. But I guess Bill had another station he was listening to.
I didn't hear it. What's with Dick Pound?
Dick Pound is on the International Olympic Committee, and Dick Pound told the USA Today that they are going to postpone the Olympics until next year.
High school had to have been rough for him.
That's exactly the statement we made last week. You guys are worse than I am. I thought I had dementia.
Yeah.
We even said, can you imagine this kid in school? The abuse he took with the name Dick Pound. We even said sometimes they call out your name backwards. Strauss, Dan, Woodburn, Tim. Pound Dick. poor Dick Pound.
Poor guy. So I just thank you. Good job, Tim. Thought that was nice. So I'm going to talk today about Lucille Ball. And I don't know if I've mentioned this. Excuse me?
How's she doing? Is she doing okay? You don't see her. You don't see her at all anymore.
She is dead. She died in 1989. Oh. Thanks for asking. And okay. So,
imagine if she married the guy that we were just talking about and hyphenated her name. How much trouble she would have been in?
Then her name would have been Lucille Ball Pound.
Yeah,
Ball Pounder.
Oh my goodness. So there is a museum in New York. It's in Jamestown, New York, where she grew up, and it is the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Museum. This is where she grew up and where she lived and where she is now, her remains are buried. But I know a little bit about Lucille Ball. Like, I knew she was not a real redhead, obviously knew her from I Love Lucy, but started doing a little bit of research on Lucille Ball today. Yeah, because this museum and everything. And so a couple of just interesting things about Lucille Ball, and maybe you know some of this already. So the I Love Lucy show was really trailblazing in a lot of respects, and one of them was she was the first to use multi-cameras with a studio audience for the first time. And I don't know if a lot of people know that, but that show was the first time that people had experimented with using different cameras and a live studio audience and having the different sets for that show back to back to back to back. So if you've ever seen a television show taping like in Hollywood or something like that, you'll know that. So they'll have the living room set, and then just, you know, to the right of that, you'll have the kitchen set, and then to the right of that, the bedroom set. It's all on one long sound stage, and she was the first one to do that. And so this museum has sets from that show that you can see in person. Most people have never seen them in color, which I thought was kind of interesting and didn't think about because that show is always in, you know, black and white. But Lucille Ball, so after the I Love Lucy show was over, she didn't just go away. She started her own production company, and she made she was the producer, and her company did all of these shows like The Untouchables, Mission Impossible, Star Trek, a lot of television shows, and I had never, you know, I never knew that she did anything outside of acting. So that was pretty cool. She holds the record for most appearances on the front of TV Guide. She was on there 39 times. She has a couple of stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And this is, you mentioned, or we're joking about her not being alive, but she became really good friends with Carol Burnett. And all throughout her life, you know, through Carol Burnett's life anyway, knew her. And so they were really good friends. And so on the morning of her 56th birthday, Carol Burnett's 56th birthday, she woke up, she saw the news that Lucille Ball had passed away. Later that afternoon, she received a bouquet of flowers, and it said on the card, Happy birthday, kid. Love, Lucy.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, wow.
And I thought that was really, really creepy. But this museum looks really, really neat. If you are a Lucille Ball fan, they have all sorts of things relating to her life. Like I mentioned, the sets. I think that would be really cool if you loved that show. They called it the most famous living room in television history. I don't know if that still holds up today, but I'm sure for a lot of people, is a famous sight to see. And they also have, and I had to look this up, so I'm 40 years old. I did not grow up with Lucille Ball and the Lucy Show. Do you remember the episode of that show for, and I'm going to try and say this correctly, it was a product, she was a spokesperson for a product called Vitamita Vegemin.
Yes, Vitamita Vegemin, and she kept drinking it, and she kept getting drunk because it was full of alcohol. And then she goes, take my advice on Vitamita Vegemin.
So they have the they have that set there at the museum, and people can, it's kind of interactive, so you can go and you can read the exact script, I guess from cue cards or a teleprompter or something, and try to do what she did. But I would encourage, if you're looking for something to do while you're home for a while, go on YouTube and watch some of these old clips of the I Love Lucy show. I was watching a handful of them earlier and a couple last night, and she really is hilarious. And that particular segment was just really, really well done. But yeah, Vitamita Vegemin. I don't think
it's, it's almost creepy. It's almost creepy that Bill talked about Lucille Ball in this segment, because Kenny Rogers died over the weekend, and when I read his obituary, I couldn't get the song you picked to find time to leave me, Lucille, out of my head.
Like the whole I have it on a scratch of paper right in front of me.
Yep.
That's my favorite Kenny Rogers song.
Mine too.
Lucille. I love Lucille.
Wow.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Real quickly, Bill, I have something to add to your segment. I was at Lucille Ball's house. Now this is, she didn't know I was there. My wife and I, years ago, many years ago, we went to, we knew we were going to go to LA. And so I knew somebody who lived there who had just enough tidbits of information to make it more interesting. For example, he said, here, this is Lucille Ball's address. Go by and see her. And I said, go by and see her. She didn't know me. He said, what the heck? What do you got to lose? He said, I'm telling you, that's her address. It's not gated. It's just in Beverly Hills. It's just one of those little known. He said, it's her house. I'm just telling you, I know. So I told my wife, I said, hey, let's go to Lucy's house. And she said, yeah, like they would let us near the house. I said, no, here's what we're going to do. We're going to rent a car that makes us look like we belong in Beverly Hills. So I rented an Alfa Romeo convertible.
Well,
it's entry level sort of to get you in the neighborhood. So we did. And I had no GPS. No, I'm just looking at house numbers, and I'm on the right street. And finally, sure enough, here's 4903. See, there, that's it. There it is. And I pull in the driveway, and there's a guy who does work for her around the house. He's painting. He's on a ladder, and he's painting around her kitchen window or something. And we pulled up, and my wife says, don't do this. Don't. Please, don't embarrass me. And I said, nah, it'll be fine. And the guy is on the ladder, and I'm in the driveway. I mean, I'm pulled right up like I'm getting ready to get out and walk in the house, and he says, can I help you? And I said, yeah, it's one of Lucy's home. And he said, well, can I tell her who's calling? Which right then I knew she was home. Okay. Can I tell her who's calling? And that's when my wife just blurted out, no, I'm sorry. We had the wrong house. This was a mistake. She looked at me. She said, get out of here right now. She said, you're not going to embarrass me. And I had to back out of the driveway. Once again, my wife ruined what might have been. You never know. She like a great experience.
She Lucy blocked you. I can't believe that.
Yeah. Can I tell her who's calling? Well, and then I was trying to think, oh, man, who do I...
Frank.
I try to... Yeah, just tell her it's Frank. Now, she might have come out and gone, Sinatra?
Yeah.
You know. But I didn't get to meet her because my wife insisted we back out of the driveway like a couple of scaredy cats. Next time I'll know to do it by myself.
Ricky? Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah. Except there won't be a next time because she's dead.
Yes.
It's funny you mentioned that because I went to high school in Southern California, and on a couple of times your friends would go and you would drive through Beverly Hills, and you had those little maps So you knew where all these famous people lived, and I was not as brazen as you are. And I, we obviously did not have a car that was, you know, appropriate for that part of Southern California, but you would drive through these, you know, areas, these neighborhoods with these, you know, multi-million dollar mansions, and I couldn't get out of there fast enough because I thought we were going to get in just so much trouble, even just being there. And like you talk about Lucy's house, like, you know, hey, there's her mailbox, you know, or there's, you know, this person's famous, you know, their car is on the street. And I don't know.
What's weird is a lot of the houses, like we also went and saw Sammy Davis Jr.'s house, Danny Thomas's house, a couple other houses, but they were gated. I mean, you didn't get beyond the street curb. You could see there's a driveway and there's a gate, but you're not getting past it. But her house, this guy was right. Just pull up in the driveway, get out, and walk into the side entrance or the kitchen door. It was really odd that she had a house that accessible, because I think very few people, except insiders, you know, in Beverly Hills showbiz people, knew that was her house. It wasn't on some list or some tourist pamphlet or something.
Oh, too bad Sammy Davis Jr.'s house wasn't like that, because then you could have walked up, as the guy said, who can I say is calling? Frank? Oh, tell him to come on in.
He would have assumed it was Sinatra.
Yeah, then you go in.
I could have had a hat pulled down low.
Yeah, right. Holy crap,
you have let yourself go.
All right.
I mean,
you know how to get out of this, and I'm sure you're ready to get out of it.
Let yourself go. Yeah. I dig you, man.
Been ready for a while. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. As Tim said, Kenny Rogers passed away Saturday morning. He was 81. And this guy, 60 years he kept relevant and recorded. I mean, he started in his 20s with the first edition, and I remember listening to What Condition My Condition was in when it was Kenny Rogers in the first edition, and then he transitioned into country, then he went back and forth, pop, country. He had hits on both charts. And he was a very interesting guy and a tremendously successful guy in the business to have been able to go on that distance, and the only reason he had to hang it up was a couple of years ago he started getting sick, and he hasn't been, they said, died of natural causes. Well, okay, 81, I guess, is natural, but he had hospice, and he's been ill. He canceled tours like almost 2 years ago. And in the end, he could really barely walk. It was pretty sad to see. And that plastic surgery,
oh my goodness,
went even worse on him. I found a video last night that was, I guess, one of the very last videos. You know how TMZ will catch somebody coming out of the bank or something? Well, somebody caught Kenny Rogers, and it was on camera. Oh, my goodness, he looked terrible. And he even said something about barely being able to walk. So I don't think the last year or so was good for Kenny. But
I thought he was older than 81.
No, that seemed about right to me, 81. But he, not to name drop, but I did get to meet him, and I actually had a nice meeting with him for like 30, 45 minutes down in Branson years ago, and the guy could not have been nicer. And the key is, in finding out how nice somebody is when it's just the two of you, and not a lot of other people around, you get a chance to see who that person really is. And if you can do it at the height of their career, when they're peaked, when they've had massive hits out, and they still treat you decent, that's what says a lot about them. You know, a lot of these people who haven't been relevant for 20 years, yeah, they'll give you the time of day. They'll be nice to you because their day is come and gone. And they like any attention, but he, this is the other interesting thing. When I met with him, we talked about his, Kenny Rogers Roasters. He had this chain of restaurants where they served rotisserie chicken, and they were good. He had one in Branson, and they all folded except right now, today, even though he's gone, there are over 140 of them doing well in Europe.
Really?
Ooh. Europe loves Kenny Rogers Roasters.
There was a Seinfeld episode based on Kenny Rogers Roasters on chicken.
Well, they failed here a long time ago. There hasn't been one in the United States for years. But they're still going overseas. So that's the other stuff we forget about these people. We know, well, 100 million records sold, which is true, and this much money, and the movie The Gambler, and he signed for $40 million with RCA when nobody was signing for that kind of money. It was unheard of money, $40 million. Yet, and they're still getting money on top of all that. They get money from this overseas stuff that we don't think about. Endorsements in Japan, endorsements in China, commercial. Jennifer Aniston, I'll never forget, I read an article. Jennifer Aniston, they paid Jennifer Aniston, I believe the number was $5 million to go over to Japan and do a commercial, and in her deal it said she had to be in and out of there in 48 hours. She'd only give them 2 days for $5 million. But that's the kind of money they throw at, you know, Western civilization movie stars. They love our celebrities over there, and they throw big money at them. Private parties in Dubai, stuff like that. So Kenny did pretty well for himself. And I think the thing that I probably admired the most about him and remembered was that he got in some trouble. This is 80s, I guess. Some strippers had been recording Kenny Rogers on the phone talking dirty to him. He liked girls to talk dirty to him. So he was paying these chicks to talk filthy to him on the phone. Well, they recorded it. So they go to the Enquirer, and they're going to sell the Enquirer the tapes of Kenny Rogers talking filthy to the, and them talking filthy to him. He went on Larry King and just hit it head on. And Larry said, well, let's get right to it. This story that there are tapes out there. He goes, oh, they're out there. Yeah, I'm sure they are out there. I'm sure they did record it. Yeah, I had them. I paid them to talk filthy to me. I like when chicks talk dirty to me. And that was it. That was the end of it. It was over. It's a non-story. The Enquirer couldn't hijack anybody and hold him up for money, extortion, get him to pay. Nothing. He just said, yeah, I know some people be uncomfortable with that, but I really enjoy women talking dirty. And I just thought, good for you, man. And I'll bet you most people don't even know that was a non-story, because it lasted about the night of the Larry King show, and that was the end of it, and he put it to rest. And I never forgot, I thought it was a great way to handle it. More people should handle rumors and issues that way, I think. I have started watching, because we have lots of time to be home now with our wonderful spouses and other people we live with, we started watching from the beginning Sons of Anarchy, because we never saw the first couple of seasons. We caught it midway. I love it. It holds up really well. Sons of Anarchy with Charlie Hunnam. It was AMC originally, and now you can pick it up on, I think we found it on Hulu. We found Sons of Anarchy. So just a suggestion. Sometimes you can go back and revisit series or shows that you forgot a lot about them. Let me do a little business, extra business, and then we'll get to the jokes. So Mike Evans will have plenty of time. The joke is brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You heard John on here earlier reminding everybody that they are open. Government has decided that car dealerships are essential, and it makes sense. People still have to get around. Even though they're going fewer places, you still have to get supplies and necessities and go to the drugstore and here and there. Car dealers, now they're not open exactly the same way they were open, in that the showroom and the waiting room are not going to be busy with people, but you can certainly pick out online whatever car you want, make an appointment to go and drive it. They can deliver a car to you, whatever. So in many ways, it's business as usual. We're just having to kind of change the way, the definition of business as usual. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, don't forget about the Autoplex in St. Peter's, where they have pre-owned exclusively. They're still there for you, too, especially if you're AM and the PM. 24/7, of course, at Londoff.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Two women at work one is in her 30s, the other's in her early 60s. And the woman in her 30s, on Monday morning when she comes to work, she always just seems to be just glowing and happy and satisfied. And her friend in her 60s says, what's the deal with you? That you're always so excited. She says, well, she says, I got a great husband. We've been married about 10 years now. And I don't know, we just seem to know how to keep things spicy, if you know what I mean, in the bedroom. And the woman in her early 60s says, no, I don't know what you mean. Could you share with me? She says, well, I give an example. One of the things that keeps our marriage hot is our little game of grapes and donuts. And the other woman says, I'm sorry, grapes and donuts. What does that mean? She said, well, my husband and I, we sit down on the floor across from each other, totally nude, and I spread my legs out, and he sits there nude, and he stares at me, and he gets aroused. And then once he's aroused, he takes grapes, and he flips them like you're shooting marbles across the floor and tries to hit my target area as I sit there with my legs apart. And I take the donuts, and I toss them and try to ring his wiener with them, like ring toss. I try to toss the donut around his wiener. I'm telling you. It really spices things up. And then when he hits the bullseye, he has to go retrieve the grape, but you can't use your hands. And then I have to go retrieve the donut, but I can't use my hands. I'm telling you, the grapes and donuts game is a great game, and it keeps our marriage on fire. So the older woman says, grapes and donuts game. So she goes home that night, and she says to her husband, she says, you know, our life, our bedroom life has just gone flat, and you know that. He goes, yeah, that's what happens when you get older. She said, but it doesn't have to be that way. There's a woman I work with, and their sex life is great. Now, we need to try the game that they play. And her husband says, yeah, what game is that? She says, grapes and donuts game. He said, and what is that exactly? So she explains it to him. She sits on one side of the room with her legs apart and nude, and he's on the other side, and he's aroused, and he flips donuts into her area, flips grapes into her area, and she slings donuts over and tries to ring toss his wiener with the donuts, and I just thought that sounded exciting. Maybe we should be trying stuff like that. He said, okay. So he gets up and goes for the door. She says, where are you going? He said, well, if we're going to play that game, I need to go pick up some grapefruits and Cheerios.
Get a final check on traffic with Tori Lyon.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice: continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. We have a crash now on eastbound 270 past Lilac. It is backing up traffic, and there's a tractor trailer involved. You're looking at a 13-minute travel time on westbound 64 between downtown and 270. A crash eastbound Page at Schutz, and an accident northbound Illinois Route 4 at I-70. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Attorney Margaret Bush Wilson was the first African-American woman to head the National NAACP in 1975 as its chair. She improved the civil rights group's finances and championed youth recruitment and affirmative action. Dr. Helen Nash was the first African-American physician at St. Louis Children's Hospital in 1949, leading the fight against lead poisoning as well as child abuse. Ameren, Missouri salutes Women's History Month and Attorney Wilson and Dr. Nash in helping turn the pages of history.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Surf and Sirloin, still open for business, folks. Carry out and delivery. You can place your order anytime. Pickup is available from 2 to 7 p.m., and the restaurant will personally deliver to anyone within a 10-mile radius. The surfandsirloin.com menu has been reconfigured for couples, packages, and families of four. Check out the specials, including all of their porterhouse, filet, and ribeyes, along with chicken parmesan, grandma's breaded pork chops, fried cod, chicken fingers, and crab cake entrees. Give them a call, 822-3637, 822-3637. Carry out and now delivery from Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Okay, Mike Evans is in, well, almost in Southern California. No, he's not been there for a while. He's in Dallas, Texas. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn's dining room is closed. Okay, well, now today is Monday, so everything's closed at Annie Gunn's and the smokehouse, but only on Monday. Outside of Monday, you can still get fantastic food from the smokehouse market next door, because a lot of that stuff is the same great food that's on the menus at Annie Gunn's, prepared by their fantastic chef Rook. So Annie Gunn's closed, but the smokehouse market open. You can go in there, get what you need, still eat like a king and queen. Fantastic food at the Smokehouse Market. Closed today because, as you know, they're both closed only on Monday, and hopefully very soon we'll be able to say that they're both back open. And gift cards, that doesn't change. Gift cards, still a great idea. Annie Gunn's, Smokehouse Market. Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody.
Hey, homie. Homie?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you take a slurp and say happy birthday to my brother Jeff? It's his birthday.
Happy birthday, brother Jeff. Little Dan. Birthday, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank
That's
you.
That's very nice.
He appreciates
what, he asked
that.
Me, he asked me to say happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There you go. What did you got? Did you buy him a nice present, homie?
I got him a cake, like a toilet paper roll. Like a roll of toilet paper there.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. I had to pay $1,000 for it.
Of course you did.
There you go. A deal at any price. All week long, celebrities and their tattoos. Today, name the name of the celebrity who has a tattoo of a skull on the top of each of her feet. Cher, Amanda Bynes.
Does she get
Miley
one?
Miley Cyrus.
I don't know who that is. I don't think Miley Cyrus gets one.
Okay.
Or Kelly Osbourne. Answer in a minute.
Oh, wow. No Bynes.
No. Wow.
The coronavirus is affecting the world, as you well know, but it has put Hawaii economy on life support. Effective Thursday, all people flying to Hawaii, even from the Continental 48, will be quarantined 14 days, arrive, go straight to your hotel, stay inside. You want to eat, they got room service available and a list of delivery places, restaurants to deliver. All beaches, including Waikiki Beach, are closed. Nobody will be allowed on beaches. They say that as many as 90% of the tourists are expected to cancel their trips. Well, why the hell would you go to Hawaii and go and sit in your room? They'll also have people guard at the exits wanting to know where you're going when you leave, because you're not supposed to be leaving the area.
Mm.
It's unbelievable.
That is
unbelievable.
Yeah.
How about that? Harvey Weinsley's testing positive for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, good Jesus. News. There is some good news about the coronavirus.
Blimey. Blimey said, way to go, Jesus.
Got some love nuggets for you. In hours, tomorrow, there will be a hearing in London with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp facing off in court regarding their very ugly divorce and their very violent fights. We'll see how that turns out. Sad, the passing of Kenny Rogers, huh?
Well, yes and no. He was 81, and it would have been sadder if he'd been 51, but, yeah. It's sadder that he was sick for a couple of years. That's the saddest part. I don't like that anybody has to suffer for a while. He wasn't well for a while.
Yeah, everybody loved Kenny Rogers. I got a story about Kenny Rogers. Long time ago, I was hired occasionally to MC the legend shows that travel around the country. And twice I remember that Kenny Rogers showed up backstage and then went out on stage, and he appeared as the impersonator playing, but he was playing himself. But and people didn't catch on until after a couple songs, and then he goes, "No, I really am Kenny Rogers."
I think that's hilarious. I think that is hysterical.
Yeah, he did it a couple times that I know of. With Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston quietly seeing each other occasionally, Angelina has just as quietly gone to court and has asked for a restraining order to keep Jennifer Aniston from being in the same room as Brad and Angelina's kids.
Oh, wow.
Well, Los Angeles judge denied her request for the restraining order. I mean, Jennifer Aniston is not a felon or anything. Brad is his kids, too. He can take his kids anywhere he wants to. What the hell is that all about?
It's about Angelina Jolie being nuts, which everybody knows anyway.
Mm-hmm. True. Despite the Kardashians trying to trying everything to stop the novel by Kevin Dobson, a novel called Post Famous, a judge is expected to let it be released. The thinly veiled book is about the Kardashians' family secrets. Reportedly in the book will include Chris planning and doing the choreography of the sex tape between her daughter Kim and Ray J.
Whoa.
Wow.
Negotiating its $5 million sale, Chris and OJ's affair, and a lot more dirt. Hard to believe.
Now you got something. You got some gossip here.
And the Kardashians right there. So with all of us stuck at home every day this week, I'm going to give you three shows that I recommend that you binge on TV. I think are really good shows. Some of them you've seen, some of them, but not maybe all of them. You binge the whole show. Today, Doc Martin. Anybody see Doc Martin?
Yeah, I know that show. It's a good TV show.
Good TV show from England. I love it. It's on demand. Mad Men on AMC. And The Good Place on Hulu. There's
hilarious.
Three shows that will be binged. And finally,
30 seconds, perfect timing.
Name the name of the celebrity who has tattoos of skulls on each one of the top of her feet. Cher, Amanda Bynes, Miley Cyrus, Kelly Osbourne.
I'll go with Kelly Osbourne.
Miley.
I don't know who Amanda Bynes is, but I'm also going to go with Miley Cyrus.
The answer is Kelly Osbourne.
Oh! Woo!
I'm not giving out all the tips!
Yeah.
I'm a genius, basically.
I get to Mike Evans Friday sends me this text. He goes, my sources tell me that the end of the market, when the market closes Friday, no domestic flights, all airlines shut down. That's his sources. Yeah, okay. thank you for being with us. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get, and have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24/7. 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Sports trending now.
News from the NFL, where Cowboys center Travis Frederick announced his retirement from the NFL after seven seasons in the league. He had played six of those seasons, missed the 2018 year as he is diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. In response, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones called him the heart of their offensive line, but Dallas reportedly had been aware of this plan. And they have a plan going forward. The Patriots used a number of kickers in 2019. They'll need a new one in 2020 as they bid farewell to Steven Gostkowski after 14 years in Foxborough. He is New England's all-time leading scorer. Kyle Allen got a chance to start plenty of games in Carolina in 2019. He gets a new start in D.C. with former coach Ron Rivera. The Redskins brought him in, sending a fifth-round pick to the Panthers. That's because Carolina signed